With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Election integrity will be taking center stage this week as House Speaker Mike Johnson and former President Trump hold a joint news conference at Mar-a-Lago.
The two have long had amicable relations. Johnson, supportive of Trump's effort to challenge certification of the 2020 election, and has endorsed his bid for re-election. The joint appearance also comes at a time when Johnson can benefit from a strong show of support from the former president. He's been facing the threat of being ousted as speaker, an effort being led by fellow Trump supporter, Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. Bob Agnew reporting.
A lot of cleanup to be done across the New Orleans metro area following powerful storms. Slidell, Louisiana, especially hard hit. Elsewhere, one person was killed in Mississippi, and now forecasters say that parts of Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia could be in for some rough weather. Also at SRNNews.com, after cementing another six-year term in office, Russian President Putin is stepping up a crackdown on dissent.
Russian authorities have put more Kremlin critics on a wanted list as its crackdown against dissent reaches unprecedented levels. Independent Russian news outlet Media Zona reported on Tuesday that it found women's rights activist Daria Serenko and prominent journalist and author Mikhail Zygar in the Interior Ministry's database of individuals wanted on criminal charges. They both long left Russia. Hundreds of opposition activists, independent journalists and government critics now face criminal charges over protests and remarks condemning the war in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Arizona's 1864 abortion ban remains in place after the state legislature failed to repeal it, banning virtually all abortions except save the life of the mother. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures are down 38 points, NASDAQ futures now 17 points higher. This is SRN News. America is getting a history lesson in the fight over abortion.
The Arizona Supreme Court's decision to enforce an abortion ban dating to 1864 is throwing a spotlight on a little-known part of this country's past, namely that people in the 19th century were well aware of abortion and were determined to stop it. Doctors led the way with the American Medical Association, formed in 1847, helping convince every state in the Union to ban abortion by the year 1880. Times, as they say, have certainly changed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An 18-year-old man is accused of planning to attack churches in a northern Idaho city using a metal pipe, butane fuel, a machete, and potentially his father's guns. Alexander Mercurio has been charged with attempting to provide material support to ISIS. Investigators say Mercurio adopted the Muslim faith against his Christian parents' wishes and was in contact with FBI informants posing as ISIS supporters. SRN News. For the fourth time in state history, the no fishing sign has gone up in California.
Federal fishery managers voted to cancel all commercial and recreational salmon fishing off the coast for the second year in a row because of dwindling stocks. Wednesday's unanimous vote by the Pacific Fishery Management Council is a blow to the state fishing industry that supports tens of thousands of jobs. Like 2023, this year's decision was made in order to protect California's waning salmon populations after drought and water diversions resulted in river flows that are too warm and slow for the state's Chinook salmon to flourish. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is heading to Congress. He will be addressing U.S. lawmakers on the importance of keeping a strong partnership between the U.S. and Japan, this at a time of rising tension in the Asia-Pacific region. More details at srnnews.com.